in the white powder and all of that, but that's separate from the 9/11 investigation itself, the 9/11 attacks.
What has been in your career, what was the most difficult profile to put together and why?
Well, I don't know. Each one is its own unique challenge. I think they're all unique. I think one of the more interesting cases that I had was a serial murder case where the individual was murdering in Europe and the United States. And he was sort of back and forth between the two. And I always say that true crime is more interesting or more unbelievable than fictional crime, because if you write this stuff up as fiction, people aren't going to believe it. But this guy, for example, was a member of the media who was covering his own murders for the media. He was reporting on it, writing for the newspaper, going on TV, doing interviews, and covering his own murders, and meanwhile going out killing these women and then coming back and reporting on it, interviewing the detectives, interviewing the people in charge about the nature of the investigation and the status of the investigation and all of those things. So it was an intriguing case.
Did your profile include that aspect?
I got involved later in the case, and I worked with the Austrian authorities. Actually ended up testifying in Austria against this guy in his trial over there. But it shows that they don't think like we think. For example, he went into Los Angeles to kill people. So think, this is why criminals don't think like you and I think necessarily. If you went into Los Angeles to kill a lot of people, probably where would you not go? What would you avoid at all costs if you went to Los Angeles? Probably the police department. You wouldn't want them to know you were in town to kill people. This guy, the narcissism is there. First thing he does is go to the LAPD and introduce himself as a foreign journalist in town to do research on prostitutions in Los Angeles. They give him a ride-along, the courtesy of a ride-along, show him where the street prostitutes work. He comes back and kills three of them while he's in town. So these guys don't think like you and I think, and there's a lot of narcissism involved, and that's one of a number of sort of interesting cases.
George is an independent in Sykestown, Missouri. George?
Missouri. Like. Okay.